Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing our nation, state, and local communities, and we'd like to get your opinions. But first of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And can you please tell us in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Arizona.
And in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
1997.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I always vote.
And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Education and safety.
Okay. Thank you. And now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted for independent.
Okay. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I would have to research the new candidates for independent and green.
But if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean toward voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? If the elections were held today.
If they were held today and I only knew what the media says, I would be voting for independent.
Okay. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. The first one is Joe Biden. From 0 to 100?
0.
Donald Trump? From 0 to 100?
0.
And thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Neither.
Or Congress. Okay. But if the election were held today, and if you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Neither.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
If your questions are only about two parties involved, I would be voting for neither.
Okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Who I trust personally?
Do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, specifically, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Neither.
And now please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. The first one, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
The next one, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Some would agree.
And the last one, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Someone agree.
Okay, and now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65% now. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants, and for each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
The last two, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
And the last one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Okay, and now we're 80% up. Thank you again for your patience and for your time. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs relate to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. If President Biden enacts that program, will that make you much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? Or will it make no difference one way or the other?
No difference.
Okay. The next one, a program that grants work permit and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less likely, or makes no difference one way or the other?
Somewhat more.
The next one, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more, somewhat more, less likely, or make no difference?
Makes no difference.
The next one, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Makes no difference, much more likely, or less likely?
Somewhat more.
A program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Makes no difference.
Okay, the last two. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more.
And the last one. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. And now this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your time. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. The first one, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Are you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned about that?
A little.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport billions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
The last three, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very, somewhat, a little concerned, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe cuts on the border benefit them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Bless you. Somewhat.
And the last one? Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide borders, leading to more hate in our communities. Are you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned about that?
Somewhat.
And lastly, I'm going to read you different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one, Donald Trump said we must shoot down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Or Joe Biden. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. So which approach comes closer to your own view? Trump approach or Biden approach?
If there is no other choice, I would say Biden.
But much more closer with Biden or somewhat more closer?
A little.
Okay. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
If they were held today and I didn't know much about the election, I guess independent.
Yeah, just imagine the election were held today. Okay. And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
How's this relevant?
And if you know anyone who is undocumented, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Instagram, Spanish language radio program, YouTube, WhatsApp, Facebook, Fox News channel or website, OAN or Newsmax, TikTok, Univision or Telemundo, MSNBC and CNN, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
United States, Mexico.
Okay, thank you. And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
Mainland.
And were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
In another country.
And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, or always English?
Equally.
And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
Can you repeat that one, please?
Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Independent.
And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Neither.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
University.
And is that some college, but not degree, or a graduate?
graduate.
Thank you. And what is your religion, if any?
Practicing many.
Okay. And is that a religion or
I am not I am not aligned with anyone.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I practice, but I'm not aligned.
Okay, I understand now. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Ruby.
Ruby, okay. Is that with double D?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Bye.